We've been talking with the legislature about the increase. We had a rise in the number of kids in care that we've been seeing since 2011, and actually approached the legislature last year in 13 for some extra funding because of the number was rising.
You need more caseworkers.
Not for more caseworkers, for the number of children in care to pay for foster placements. We haven't asked for more caseworkers. It's certainly something that, if you talk to any people on the front lines, they would tell you we need more staff. This is not a great environment right now to add more staff at the state level. So we're trying to figure out how we can better manage our staff's time and remove some things from their responsibilities so that they're more freed up to do more assessments.
You said you were aware of an increase, but nevertheless, 58% in 2 years, a 78% increase in the physical abuse of under fives. Does the extent of those numbers shock you?
Well, it shocked me when I was first learning about it. It came at the same time that we had an increase in drug abuse that we were seeing. Bath salts back a couple of years ago started coming into the state, and we were talking about that in front of the legislature as well. So it's not a very uplifting thing to see, that's for sure. But in terms of what we've been seeing, I wasn't surprised in looking at the data just based on, my social workers are out there and they're reporting back to us that they're seeing babies beaten worse than they've ever seen in their career.
What kind of effect is this having on the caseworkers? It must be traumatic.
It is traumatic. I mean, we're struggling with that in terms of how we support staff. We are lucky in terms we have a lot of community support in certain areas. You know, the community will come together and try to help debrief our staff. We also will hire that kind of support when necessary. But, when you're dealing with these situations all the time, it does begin to be trying, and we've had staff leave and as a result of some of the difficulties that they've had and some of the things they've seen.
And the fact that the fairly high increase is with the under-five abuse, is that a case where we're seeing increasingly young parents with opioid problems and not being able to cope and that kind of thing?
It's anecdotally what we're hearing for sure. The top four things that we look at in terms of whether, someone's at risk could be substance use or abuse, mental health concerns, which often go hand in hand with the substance abuse, the domestic violence, potential of domestic violence in the home, as well as the age of the child. And so if you throw all four of those factors together and you have the age of the child as a young child, that's a pretty stressful time in a parent's life. One thing that I've had staff say to me is they're wondering if the increase in physical abuse isn't directly related to the increase in drug abuse when you look at how when people are coming down from their high, how agitated and irritated they can be, and a crying baby just adds to that.
Do you have a sense of to what extent these numbers are reflecting an increase in the reporting of abuse?
Well, our numbers of reports are up. I would like to, be able to tell you that we are sure that all, reports of abuse are being reported or suspicions of abuse are being reported. But I know for sure that's not happening. We do often get calls a couple weeks after an incident has happened to report, and at that time, we're hopeful that there hasn't been something significant happen. But we have had, there is an increase of awareness, I believe, and it's things like this interview and the news article that continue to increase that awareness that, we're trying to be out there to help. But there are areas in which, when we don't know about a situation, it's difficult for us to get involved.
From what you're hearing and seeing from talking to colleagues, do you expect this worrying trend to continue in the short term?
I would love to say no to that, but unfortunately, I don't believe I can. I think that as long as we have these other factors that aren't being addressed in terms of substance abuse and mental health issues, domestic violence issues, we anticipate we'll see the same numbers or similar numbers this year at the end of the calendar year, and it's already our year-to-date numbers are showing some consistency in that. But there's also some hope. So, we are working with a lot of different community partners to try to identify antecedents to these events. So when someone's in a stressful situation before they hurt their child, there's some kind of support that can be provided. My understanding is back in 2007 was a time period in which there was a spike like we're seeing right now. And there was some work done around the purple period of crying. So families were shown videos in the hospital after a baby's born about how to address that and how to take care of yourself. And I think it's time we relook at some of those interventions or early supports to families and see if there isn't more that we can do or better supports that we're providing families that leave hospitals at risk.
Okay. Well, Therese Cahill-Lowe, many thanks for talking.
All right. Thank you.